is Dominic, wedding DJ.
And this is Serena, wedding planner.
And together we are
the wedding duo.
We are here to talk all things weddings.
Planning a wedding can be stressful, but we are here to help.
So before you say, that's it, we're going to Vegas, don't go to Vegas.
Let's have some fun.
Join us as we answer your wedding questions and help navigate planning one of the biggest days of your life with
The Wedding Duo.
Let me turn off the four tops so I can hear what y'all have to say. Happy Wednesday. I did not go live last Wednesday. You may have noticed if you were looking for me. I was chaperoning my first grader at the zoo. Very fun. I think they had fun. We went around looking at the animals. And then the last 40 minutes, we were waiting for the bus and all the boys were just sitting there bottle flipping. I mean, it was the craziest thing. I did a video on it and I caught my son. I go, hey, let me do a quick video. Cause it was just, there were bottles flying everywhere and little first graders flying everywhere. And my son turns around and flips one, boom, lands it. And he was like, oh, first try. And I go, first try. It's like the 400th try, but he said first try, but it was great. I mean, I quite enjoy that stuff. I'm all in on this whole dad thing. But we're not here to talk about that. That's the next phase of y'all's life. Most of you are probably engaged to be married, or someone in your life is. So, my name is Dominic. I am half of the wedding duo. I am a wedding DJ, and I'm here to answer your questions. So, if you have some, let me know if it's about music or floor plan or timing or whatever. I've been doing this a long time, so I've been telling people 15 years for a few years now. So there are a few parts of the wedding that I have not been involved in. Bustling the dress. There's one. Usually as a male DJ, I'm not up under the dress looking for buttons. That is not my area of expertise. Outside of that, yeah, I don't know. There's been a few parts. I don't usually help with the hair either for obvious reasons. But tell me where you are in the world and when you're getting married so I can say congratulations. Matter of fact, I'm going to say it right now. If you are out there and you're engaged, congratulations, y'all. I'm in Texas, so I got to fit in the word y'all as often as I possibly can. Brianna 327 said, loving the reception entrance songs for the bride and the groom. Yeah, so I did a few videos on that, but I was doing more of the bridesmaids and the groomsmen. I did one, I think we posted it. I did a video this morning for a bride and groom, either entrance or recessional song, because those kind of overlap a lot. If it's a song, if you have one that you're like, I can't figure out, like you have two songs and you're wrestling with where to put them. First dance could also be used at the end of the night for like just the private dance, just the two of you. Or go down the aisle. That can be another spot for like if you have two songs that are special to you, you can find a spot there or there. The recessional song after the I do's and the introduction song for the bride and groom, those are very similar categories as well. So, they're usually both fun. They talk about the couple. They talk about love, romantic love. And they talk about, there's usually a big song, like a spot in the song where it's like really hits. So those songs are very interchangeable, if you will. Aim Harvey said, unique first dance songs. The first dance. People ask me for help with the first dance. That is for me, the hardest category to help with. Because there's a lot of beautiful love songs, but usually it's a song that like is special to y'all, right? To you two, right? Whether it was on the first date, part of a movie you saw together, something it came on the radio the first time you were making out. I mean, maybe you haven't made out yet. I don't know. That's just a thing. But there might be a song that's special, an artist maybe you guys saw on stage together. So it's hard. I mean, there's a lot of beautiful songs. I mean, some of the big hitters over the years have been, At Last, Etta James, if you want something like Timeless. When a Man Loves a Woman, Percy Sledge, that's another timeless song. But more recently, it's like Roel, I Get to Love You, all the covers of Can't Help Falling in Love, including the original by, I think Elvis was the first to do it, but his was like the big hitter, right? But that song has been covered by so many people. If you're country, I mean, Luke Combs has got a bunch, Better Together, Beautiful Crazy, Chris Stapleton's got has a song called Joy of My Life. Oh, it's good. And his voice, man, he's just got that country. But I mean, it's a country slow song. It really transcends category. I know some of you are like, oh, I'm not really into country. Luke Combs is another one. I mean, it's another one. They just their voice, right? So Joy of My Life. This is Joy of My Life. He also has... Come on. I mean, he's got like some Skinner sounding. The other one I was thinking of, More of You. Also Chris Stapleton. More of You. Those two, man, they're both good. And they don't get used that much, but again, you got to be a country fan, right? So it's kind of a...
When I think of you.
Oh, this is good. Can y'all hear it? Let me turn it up. Too. It's nothing too dramatic. You don't have to like do too much two-stepping, spinning around. But anyway, maybe those help. And again, I always feel like it's selfless promotion, but I have a list of potential songs you could use. It's my music planner, and it's available for download. If you go to our profile, there's a link that will take you to our shop, or you can go straight to our website, which is theweddingduo.co, not .com, .co. And the music planner is there, and it's got 50 plus songs for each category you might be looking for. Ceremony, introduction, reception, cake, bouquet, garter, whatever. And there's a list of songs that might work for your first dance that just is available for download. Kay Snyder, 711, Evansville, Indiana, and we are getting married in September. High school sweethearts of 7.5 years. That's fantastic. It's about time, right? You have 7.5 years? Let's do this. You got to play September by Earth, Wind, and Fire, I'm guessing, right? Very appropriate. Kayla 233, cousin found her venue this past weekend. We can finally start planning the rest. You're right. That's like the first hurdle. Well, I mean, first find somebody you want to spend the rest of your life with. That's a big one. But once you're on the side and you're engaged, people are like, oh my God, I got a ring. Hey, what the hell do I do now? Right? So it's a lot, right? The first thing you need to do to get a date is get a venue. And once you get a venue, then you have a date. And then all the rest of us, all the rest of the vendors, the florist, the caterer, the DJ, the planner, we can all help. Although the planner, you could potentially get the planner before, meaning you could have a planner that helps you with all this stuff. That's kind of the thing. And they can maybe say, you know, what are you looking for in a venue? Are you looking for something rustic? Are you looking for something urban? Do you want an outside ceremony, inside reception? So, and you can do that yourself. You can just tour around venues. You can look at websites, call, set up tours. Usually it's great if you're looking for a venue to get a tour because the website, the pictures may not do justice for the venue, or they might have been touched up. They took the pictures, you know, a long time ago. Everything's in bloom. You get there, the grass is dead, the plants are dead, the carpet is tore up, and you're like, what is this smell? Like, so tour your venue. Photographers, videographers usually have a portfolio. You can kind of see their style. Caterers, cakes, they're going to have tastings. You can go on a tasting. If there's any grooms on here, that's, you're going to want to go on the tastings. Those are, they like lay out a spread for you. Even for the cake, you're like, what is this? Red velvet? Oh, it's delicious. Oh, it's lemon. What do you got over here? Right? Oh, it's delicious. Go, make sure you go. Moms, if you're out there, go on the tastings. Like, I'm free if you want to have me come along on the tasting. The bakers and the caterers usually don't mind. Hopefully I'm speaking on behalf of other vendors. The DJ, which is my category, of course, it's a little bit trickier, I've always said, because you, I mean, Love Shack sounds the same if I play than if any of you play, right? So what is the DJ doing different, really? Ask them if they will MC. That's a big thing. You don't want to find out the night of that you got a club DJ that doesn't MC, doesn't pick up the mic. Also, and again, club DJ and wedding DJ are two, there's a lot of overlap, but they're kind of a little bit different skill set. Sometimes in the club, they don't MC at all, right? And they will do a lot more beat mixing. They're going to have maybe songs they want to play. But at a wedding, and this is my opinion, I think it's important to play what y'all want to hear, right? I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's true. You know what your family and friends want to hear. You know what you and your peers you want to hear. You and your girls have a song. The guys have a song that they used to always play, whatever. I want to know that stuff, right? Give me that music. And the last one is, if you call a DJ company and you're on the phone with them, you can ask them, will it be you DJing the wedding or do you have a team of DJs? We have a team of DJs. Once I'm booked, you know, I don't do two weddings in a day, but I have a great team. And I say, well, let me have you talk with the DJ you'd be working with. And then you can kind of see if you're vibing with the person, right? And then you can kind of book the DJ from there. We always have them set up with like, hey, if you can book without, if you just saw great reviews, you have a great, you know, the company's got a good name. Like, yeah, you can book without talking to the DJ, but Some companies don't do it that way. That's just not their business model. They say you'll meet the DJ the day of. But again, if you're comfortable with that, that's great. But if you want to talk to them, that's kind of a direction to go there. So Kayla is back with a question, said, what's your advice on finding a venue within the budget? We are already out of budget with just the venue. So the venue is the heavy hitter, right? That is like going to be a massive part of your budget. And some of them, there are venues that come with tables, chairs, and that's something you want to look at too. Because if they don't come with tables and chairs, that's another expense. You're like, this one's way less expensive. Yeah, because you got to bring in, not just rent them, but bring them in and then bring them back. That's a big hassle. That stuff's heavy. You can hire somebody to do it, but again, right? So you want to try to keep the, so does the venue include tables and chairs? Do they include linens? There are venues that include linens. There are venues that include the catering and the bar. There's venues that include the catering and the bar and the DJ here in San Antonio and places elsewhere also. But usually most of the time they'll have, again, check with the venue. Don't take my word on it. They'll have at least tables and chairs. Sometimes they'll have some rounds, some squares. You can have the option. But talk to your venue and see, because if it checks a lot of blocks, it might be more expensive, but it fills in a lot of the gaps that you need. Because they're like, oh, look at this place. It's really inexpensive. Like, yeah, but you got to bring in everything, and that can really add up very quick. And not just the price, the hassle. At the end of the night, if you got to be putting away chairs and stuff, I've had brides in their dress, folding chairs, stacking them. I'm like, oh, hire somebody. That'll be the best $200 you ever spent to be able to say, thanks, good night. All your family and friends can leave and the worker bees come in and strike that stuff for you. Because the other thing that happens is it's mom. Mom's out there putting away chairs. I'm like, because the people that said they were going to help were drunk or they left. Yeah, it's a whole thing. But anyway, talk to your venues and see what happens. Father-daughter dances that aren't country, but also not too fatherly at the same time. That's a good category. I'm with you. All right. I'm going to look at my list. And again, this is available for download. I can throw out a few, but there's no way I'll read through all of them. So when it comes to parent dances, since Next Level Bach said she's looking for a father-daughter dance that aren't country, but also not too fatherly, meaning like the ones that I'm assuming you mean by fatherly are I Loved Her First, Butterfly Kisses, My Little Girl. Those are very much the father songs. So on my form here, I have bride and dad, groom and mom, of course. Then I have bride and mom, because that's a whole category right now, right? And then I have this other category I call multiple use, meaning it could still work for bride and dad or groom and mom, but it also works for bride and uncle, groom and aunt, your brother, your grandpa. There's a lot of times stepdad or stepmom or stepchild that you might want to dance with. So some that are not too fatherly, let's talk about those ones from this list. You can do like There You'll Be by Faith Hill. That just talks about how I'm going to carry a piece of you with me in my heart. Because You Love Me, Celine Dion. Come on, that's just a great one. God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. If your dad's kind of a from that era, right? In My Life by the Beatles is a great one. Stand By Me, Benny King. What a Wonderful World, Louis Armstrong. All those classic songs work for a non overly fatherly, overly parent song. Forever Young is a good one. Something like My Wish by Rascal Flatts. That's another one. It just talks about, I wish you have a good life. I hope you dance. Leanne Womack. That's another good one too. And then we're right into it. Dom Cat One said, mother daughter dance. Sure. Carrie Underwood is for sure the heavy hitter on that one. She's got a song called Mama's Song that is great. It's a great song. But there's other ones. The Band Perry has a song called Mother Like Mine. The Band Perry, P-E-R-Y. In My Daughter's Eyes by Martina McBride. That one will make everybody cry for sure, but it's a great song. T-Swift has The Best Day. That's a great song for sure. If you're into Mamma Mia, perhaps, Slipping Through My Fingers. I know some of you are like, there it is. That's the one. I know Meryl Streep be singing to you. Come on, it's going to make you cry. Okay. Sid Shea said, I need a good song for a second wedding for both of us. Newish. So Sid_Shea, it's really second wedding, first wedding. I mean, people say sometimes, same sex wedding, vow renewal. I mean, it's really just love, right? I mean, whatever form it is in, it's just love, right? So if a song is singing about love or a song speaks to the two of you, that's the one to go with, right? I mean, it's really hard when people say like, you know, there's like a song written specifically for a second wedding. I don't Maybe there are. I don't can't think of any off the top of my head, but it's like a new start. It's a new front. It's a new relationship, right? Maybe don't do the same song that you danced with your former husband with. Obviously, that's a. I mean, I'm assuming you're. It looks like you're a female. Yes, in your picture. So other than that, like, yeah. I mean, and that's sometimes where we have a. Usually, most of us DJs have a form that we send to our couples. We do. And it says, like, what are your parents' names? Who's in the wedding party? Who's doing a toast? What's your first dance? What are you going down the aisle to? Are you dancing with dad or is he dancing with mom? But then there's a spot like, give me your top 10 songs you have to play or you're fired. Or start a playlist. I tell people all the time, start a playlist, Apple Music, Spotify, whatever you use. And then you can, like, just between now and the big day, throw some songs in there because you'll be making dinner, folding laundry, working on homework, whatever you're doing. And some song will come on, you'll be like, oh, that was my jam back in the day. And if you don't put it on the playlist, you may forget. And the next day you'll be like, sweetie, what was that song I was singing? You're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Remember, I was singing it yesterday. We were both singing. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. So put it on the playlist. And then when it comes closer to the time, ask your DJ, can I send you this playlist? There's a drop-down box. You can forward it to your DJ. And then he or she will have a list of songs that you're already into. And it really helps us be like, oh, I'm picking up on your vibe. I'm picking up on what you're digging, right? And sometimes if we're looking for a song, an introduction song or a recessional song, I'm looking through your list going, oh, that's a good one. They go, oh, I love that song. Boom, put that one in its place. It's really great. It's a great, Spotify and Apple Music are great for that nowadays to send music. So Sid, I think just find one that really speaks to you. Do you have any recommendations of any kind of a rock song that can be slowed down for a first dance? There are so many covers now. I wouldn't slow down the actual song. Meaning if you took a song that was by AC/DC and you slowed it down, it really starts to sound distorted because people know what that song sounds like. Some of your guests will. So I would say try to find a cover. Like there's so many people that have covered, you know, amazing songs that really sound beautiful. I know this isn't rock, but it's just an example. There is a cover of First Date by Taylor Acorn is her name, right? First Date, of course, the Blink-182 song, but the lyrics are great. I think it's really, it's kind of sweet when you're on your wedding day to think back, like, the day you met, right?
In the car, I just can't wait.
I mean, come on.
To pick you up on the very first day. Is it cool if I hold you?
I know it's hard to say just like, great, rock song covers. I mean, you can Google that, go into YouTube and put that in and see what pops up. You'll be amazed sometimes. I've got a beautiful one of Sweet Child of Mine that I suggest sometimes if dad was a rocker. He was into GNR. And his name is Paul Canning, actually. Also, beautiful acoustic, him just singing the song, the lyrics fit. You know, it's just a good, it's a good option. So there you go. Harley Turbin said, songs for a shared bride, father-in-law, groom, mother-in-law dance. Yeah, so that's another great example of all the ones that are just in my category of just other dance. Because you want a song that sings about love in a non-romantic, like support, I'll be there for you. And it depends. Some of the more newer ones, because I just listed some of these, but not and new, I use air quotes, new compared to Louis Armstrong, right? Charlie Puth, One Call Away, right? That's newer, I guess. Some people are like, that's not new. I go, I know. I'm not saying it's on the top 40 charts right this second, but to the shared dance with bride and her father-in-law and groom and mother-in-law, which is a very sweet dance, by the way. Humble and Kind, Tim McGraw, that's another great one that fits in those kind of things. You could do Is Over the Rainbow. That's another classic song that gets used a lot. You could do Count on Me, Bruno Mars. That's another kind of more current artist anyway. And I mentioned Charlie Puth, One Call Away. Another classic, Bette Midler, Wind Beneath My Wings. I'm really not crazy about that song, but I know a lot of people love it. You've got a friend, James Taylor, the original JT. There you go. There's another one. Future Miss Scolaire said again, hi from North Carolina, getting married April 29th. Love watching your videos. Well, thank you very much. I enjoy making them. Rebecca Roberts, 18 in Kansas. Congratulations, Rebecca. Always Been You by Kylie Morgan as an entrance. That is Guerrero Jenny 3. I don't know that I've used that one or done a video on it. I'm sure I haven't done a video. But I just looked her up recently. I think it might have been the same song. No, it was Good Hands. It's a father-daughter dance. This is a good one. Good Hands by Kylie Morgan. I'll have to look that one up. Always Been You. Because it sounds good. And she's got a beautiful voice. Danielle Dawn says, September 16th, starting to worry about music. It's okay, Danielle. Danielle Dawn 0345. You're here. I got you. I hate to say scroll through the videos. God, I've got a lot of videos on my in our TikTok. There's so many. But if you're bored, you're sitting and waiting in the dental office, just scroll through a few because there's a lot of suggestions I've thrown out there. And like I said, or you can just download this thing and it kind of walks you right through it. XO Shelby Lee said, I need a good recessional song, very upbeat. Yeah, you want an upbeat recessional song, right? All right, let me go back to the recessionals. Bamo, slamo, recessional. After the I do's, that's what that is, the recessional, in case you didn't know. Getting you to the altar is usually called the processional. And then sometimes they call it the bride entrance because that's kind of a more specific category. And then the recessional is after. Hall & Oates has You Make My Dreams Come True. Great one, especially if you're an 80s baby, you're an 80s fan, right? I've done Best Day of My Life, American Authors, right at 37 seconds where it kind of stops and it goes, ooh, 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 this is going to be the best day of my life, right? Because I would like to think it's at least top three, right? Best days of your life. Crazy Little Thing Called Love is a great one by Queen, or if you're country, Dwight Yoakam covered that one. It's very Dwight Yoakam-y. Is that a new category? I just made that up too. T-Swift has Paper Rings right at 30 seconds, where it's like, one, two, three, four. I love shiny things, but I marry you with paper rings. Uh-huh. That's right. That is a fantastic T-Swift I just did there for you. You're welcome. If you're country, Forever After All by Luke Combs at 49 seconds. Really hits. Should we do it? Let's do it real quick. We'll do it. I'm going to do it for you because it's a good one. I want to tell you what it looks like. So a lot of these songs, especially like for the recessional introduction, I start the song in a certain spot. So right at 49 seconds, right here. Here you are. That's a good one. So introduction song, recessional song. That was Forever After All, Luke Combs, by the way. Or First Dance, because it starts, let's start from the beginning. That's like the chorus at 49 seconds. But it's a beautiful song. If you are worried about your dance, then maybe that's a bit too fast. But if you can really dance, you want to do some, my couple this past weekend, holy cow, could they dance. And after they finished their first dance, what I said on the mic was, I go, one more time for the bride and groom. Everybody clapped. And as they were walking back to their chairs, I said, you know, you both are tall, attractive, successful. But now that I can see you can dance well, too, I don't like you anymore. Everybody kind of laughed. I go, right? What kind of a deal is that? They got a good deal. Okay. Lung Warrior 357, September 23rd. Congratulations to you both. Rebecca Roberts, 18. Kansas, November 18th. You got a little bit of time. Congratulations. A.G. Phillips, 89, getting married in 20 days by Elvis in Vegas. Come on, that's a good one right there. Thank you very much, do I dare say. I did the lip for you. Do you like the lip? I can do the lip. Letitia Hector, 86, said future Mrs. Joseph, December 23, trying to figure out my list of songs. Yeah, so like I mentioned, if you didn't catch it earlier, start a playlist. Either write it down on a notepad next to Alexa or whatever. And if she's playing music, you'd be like, oh, that's a good one. Write that one down. Oh, there's a front runner for me and dad. Write that one down, right? Or start a playlist on Spotify or Apple Music, iTunes, whatever you use. If you're sitting there just listening to music in the background, a song may come on that you want to include and you can write it down there. But if you keep that list active and fluid between as you are in the months planning, because it's hard to just say, like, okay, give me 20 songs you want to hear. And you're like, I mean, that's hard to conjure just all that out of the top of your head, right? Frickin' Bass 94. I like it. 40% off my wedding done and paid. Just got engaged on New Year's Day. Wedding is September 3rd. Oh, 40% of your wedding done and paid. That's impressive. Frickin' Bass 94. Congratulations, September 3rd. You got time. Canaan's future Mrs. Jackson. Can I do it? Sorry, Miss Jackson. April 21st. Have to submit my songs next week. Haven't started. You got time. That's okay. Spend an evening. Just get in front of your computer or whatever. YouTube. A lot of people like listen to YouTube. That's like how they listen to music. When I ask you, are you more Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube? You can do a playlist there. It's a little harder to send that. I don't know that people have ever sent me a link to here's my YouTube list. But you can still scroll through and write some of those down or put them in an email and send them to your DJ. I have told my couples, you can give me 10 songs and say, you got to fit these in or you're fired. I'm like, I got it. That is easy. I've had other people say, I know we're only dancing for 3.5 hours, but here's 17 hours of music I can't decide. Here's everything, right? So And I can go through it, but of course, it's still kind of, I don't want to miss one. There's times where I see like, okay, you've got three Harry Styles albums on here. I can't play Harry Styles all night. Pick the one or two you really want to hear and then scrub the rest of those out of there, right? So it's good to go through your list. Dump it all in there over the few months coming up. But at some point before you send it to your DJ, go through and say, banger, banger, got to have it. Can live without that, can live without that. Especially if you've got 2 days worth of music in your playlist, that's a lot for the DJ to go through. Because like this weekend, I have 2 weddings. And if I get 2 or 3 playlists like that, that's a lot to go through. So, I mean, but that's what you pay this for. So best of luck. I will see you all on TikTok next Wednesday. And you will probably see me doing all the videos and dancing like a fool like I do. Thank you for following along. Congratulations. I will see you all soon. Bye.
Hey, so thanks for listening to our podcast. If you found any of this information helpful and you know someone who may be engaged or is a maid of honor, maybe you could tell them and share it with a friend.
Absolutely. So screenshot this episode, share it on Instagram, on Facebook, and tag The Wedding Duo. We promise to share the love back. Also, if you are interested in more resources or the show notes, you can go to theweddingduo.co. We have one-on-one virtual sessions, a shop, all sorts of fun stuff. Check it out.